Large flocks of geese can ruin golf courses and lawns, contaminate shorelines and water, even attack people. Several cities, including Green Bay, Beloit, Elm Grove, and Mequon, have taken measures to scare, repel, even hunt the federally protected birds, but most important, prevent people from feeding them. Ricky Leon is an urban wildlife specialist with the State Department of Natural Resources. He says communities with manicured lawns and ponds have unwittingly created a refuge for certain kinds of waterfowl who don't always migrate.
In particular, they're dealing with what we call giant Canada geese. It's a particular subspecies of Canada goose. Actually, it was thought to be extinct at one time. And a lot of work was put into trying to reestablish these populations once they were rediscovered. And now, for a lot of people, it's become sort of too much of a good thing.
Madison hasn't decided how to reduce its goose population, but hunting is very unlikely. Parks Director Jim Morgan says recent studies show goose droppings may not only be a nuisance, but a health hazard.
A mature Canada goose deposits 1 pound of 24-hour waste every hour. And so that's if you have a 1,000 birds on Lake Wingra, which isn't unusual, that would be a half a ton of untreated waste going into our lakes daily.
Wisconsin's goose population increased 30% from 1999 to the year 2000. Cities have tried limiting the number of geese by piercing their eggs or using dogs, chemical repellents, and electric fences. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.